ओम शांति ही शांति ही शांति ही, पीस पीस पीस। भगवद गीता। टुनाइट वी शैल बिगिन द थर्ड चैप्टर ऑफ द भगवद गीता विच इज कॉल्ड कर्म योग द पैथ ऑफ एक्शन। एज आई टोल्ड यू गीता हैज 18 चैप्टर्स। The title of the first chapter is Chapter of Grief, and the title of the last chapter is Chapter of Liberation. From grief, we attain liberation. Dukkho trayabhighata jikkhasa. Self-inquiry. The desire for the Atman, desire for God, does not come through comfort. Some people may have longing for God from the very birth. They may be happy, they may be unhappy, does not matter. They have longing for God. This longing comes from their previous karma, good karma. We encounter grief, pain in our day-to-day life due to imperfection, due to our failings in our life. Krishna wants us to give to attain, wants us to have perfection. So the entire Bhagavad Gita deals with perfection, liberation. It is called Moksha Shastra, the scripture of liberation. In the second chapter of the Gita, Krishna described in a nutshell the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to realize the self, you must first engage yourself into nishkam karma, desireless action or unmotivated action. Gradually, your heart will be purified. Then you will have to practice self-disciplines. Gradually, you will get bhakti, devotion, love for God. And that devotion will lead you to tattva jnananishtha, steadfast wisdom of the Atman. And when you have that wisdom of the Atman, the gunas will cease to function in your life. You will be free from the gunas. Gradually, you will be able to transcend the ignorance, avidya, and you will attain liberation. Krishna mentioned yogastha kuru karmani in the second chapter, perform action being immersed in yoga. Through this process, you will get the purification of the heart. And how to perform action that Krishna described in the third and this fourth chapter of the Gita. Then in the second chapter, Krishna mentioned, Vihaya kaman ya sarvan pumans charati nispriha nirmamo nirahankaro sa shantim adigachati. He who relinquishes all desires, he who is free from attachment, free from ego, attains peace. So, self-discipline is necessary. Krishna described self-discipline, how to practice meditation, how to control the senses. Krishna described it in the fifth and the sixth chapter of the Gita. So from the first to sixth chapter of the Gita, we find the purification of the Jivatma, Tvam. The Vedic dictum is Tat Tvam Osi, Thou art that. First, you will have to ascertain who is Thou and who is that. And the purification of Thou is necessary, otherwise an individual soul cannot have the knowledge of the Self. I am the Atman, I am Brahman. An impure soul cannot speak or cannot experience that way. He needs some kind of purification. So from the first to the sixth chapter of the Gita, we find Krishna tried to purify the Jivatman, the individual soul. Then in the Gita, second chapter of the Gita, Krishna mentioned another thing. Yukto asita mat paraha vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. His prajna, his wisdom is steady. Who has fixed his mind on me? Yukto asita mat paraha, who is united with me, who has yoga, union with me. From the 7th to the 12th chapter of the Gita, we find Krishna dealt with that word, Tat. What is God? What is Brahman? What is Atman? There, we find Tattva Gyananishtha, how a spiritual seeker can unite oneself with Brahman. Then, Vidu Vinashinam Nityam, O Arjuna, this Atman is eternal, Avinashi, indestructible. Means, thou art that, you are that Brahman, you are that Atman, you are indestructible. So, Tvam and Tat, thou and that, are the same. This individual Atman and the Supreme Atman are identical, not in from physical level, but from spiritual level, both are same. As water mixes with the water, become the same water, so this Atman, individual consciousness and the cosmic consciousness are the same. That Krishna described in the 13th chapter of the Gita. Then again in the 2nd chapter of the Gita, Krishna mentioned, Trayguna Vishaya Veda Nistrayguna Bhavarjuna Nirdanda Nitta Sattvastho Nirjugakshimo Atmavad. The action, O Arjuna, you perform with motive is enjoined by the scriptures, is enjoined by the Vedas, the ritualistic portion of the Vedas. But all those activities are connected with the three gunas. What are those three gunas that Krishna described in the 14th chapter of the Gita? Then, when you get rid of these three gunas, when you transcend the gunas, tada gantasi nidvedam, Krishna mentioned in the 15th chapter, that when a person transcends these gunas, attain non-attachment, nirveda. Nirveda means renunciation. He gets the soul of knowledge. And with the help of that soul, he can cut this imperishable tree of samsara, this world, relative existence. Krishna described that in the 15th chapter of the Gita. Yamimam pushpitam vacham. Then we find there are two tendencies of human mind, good and bad. Divine tendency and demoniacal tendency. These two tendencies have been discussed in the 16th chapter of the Gita. How to transcend, how to conquer the tendencies? Krishna described that in the 17th chapter of the Gita. What is the name of that chapter? Shraddha Astrayo Vibhago Yoga. Shraddha, faith, love. And then in the 18th chapter of the Gita, Krishna summarized the whole Gita. Arjuna heard from Krishna the knowledge of this self, Atmajnana. He got some instruction about Nishkam Karma, unselfish action. He heard about the man of steady wisdom. Now Arjuna is confused. Krishna praised both karma, the path of action, as well as Jnananishtha, path of knowledge. So he was confused. So he raised a question in the beginning of the third chapter of the Gita. Truly speaking, the entire Gita was over when Krishna mentioned in the last verse of the second chapter of the Gita, Isha Brahmi Sthiti Partha Nainam Praipa Vimushati Sthitvai Samanta Kaleopi Brahma Nirvanam Richati. Listen, O Partha, O Arjuna, this is called establishment in Brahman. You are established in that steady wisdom. If you attain that state even at the time of death, you will attain liberation, Nirvana. There, the entire Gita is finished. But if it is finished there, we don't get further, you know, we do not proceed further. So, Vyasa, the great sage, raised a doubt, a question in the mind of Arjuna, so that the Gita should continue. We want to know more from Krishna. So, Arjuna asked, Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Mata Buddhir Janardana Tat Kim Karmani Ghore Mam Niyojayasi Keshava. Arjuna said, if you hold, O Janardana, Krishna, that knowledge is superior to action, why then, O Keshava, do you engage me in this terrible action, this massacre, this disastrous war? This is the question. Arjuna got the instruction from Krishna in the second chapter. Tato yuddhayo yujvasva. Arjuna, try to be engaged in this righteous war. This instruction he got from Krishna. Again, he got another instruction. Tato yogayo yujvasva. Try to be immersed in yoga. Once he said, be engaged, try to be engaged in war. Again he said, try to be immersed in yoga. So Arjuna was confused, which one shall I follow? If somebody tells you, go and play football, and at the same time, go and read in the library. Both are contradictory. The same person cannot do both things simultaneously. Arjuna addressed Krishna, Janardana. Janardana means, it has two meanings. Sarva janai vaddati jachati svabalishado siddhayati Janardana. He who fulfills the desire of the people is called Janardana. Another meaning is, he who destroys the ignorance of the people is called Janardana. So Arjuna said to Krishna, I am confused, I am ignorant. Please remove my ignorance so that I can understand better. Yogastha Kuru Karmani Sangam Taktva Dhananjaya. Perform action being immersed in yoga. Without samadhi, your intellect will not be steady. You will not attain yoga. You will not attain that samadhi if you are not free from action. If you cannot stop action, you cannot attain samadhi. Again, Krishna said, perform action. So, Arjuna was confused. It is contradictory to him. But at the same time, Arjuna has faith in Krishna. He knew very well that my friend, my cousin, is omniscience. He will not tell me which is wrong, which is impracticable to me. I think it is due to lack of my understanding. I misunderstand Krishna. So he used two words, eva, as if Krishna, this thing happened, what shall I do? Arjuna does not want to argue with Krishna. He wants to know the truth, the fact. He wants that Krishna should make a good decision for him, because he was confused. He cannot make his own decision. So he wanted that this decision should come from Krishna. And if I follow his behest, his advice, I shall not fail. So he said, Tadikam Vadanishitta. Please ascertain one thing for me. Don't confuse me. You say perform the path of action. Again you say perform the path of contemplation. Perform the path of knowledge. Please don't confuse me. I am tired of this type of dilemma. Please tell me one thing so that I can practice. Both the path of work and the path of knowledge and renunciation for the purpose of attaining self-knowledge are described in the Gita. In chapter 2, verses 55 to 72, Sri Krishna recommends to the jnanis the path of renunciation. But in verse 47, he asks Arjuna to follow the path of action. He does not say, however, that Arjuna will experience the supreme bliss as the direct result of action. Arjuna's dilemma is this. How can the Lord first describe to him, a devout seeker of bliss, the path of knowledge and renunciation, but then command him to an action attained by many obvious evils? How does one attain the knowledge of Brahman? Along the path of action, or along the path of renunciation, or by some conjunction of the two? According to Shankara, the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita and also of the Upanishads is that Brahman can be directly realized only by the path of knowledge and renunciation and not by any other means. Please try to understand this section of the Gita according to the context. During the time of Krishna, There were two powerful schools in India, the Mimamsa school and the Vedanta school. The Mimamsa school teaches ritualistic action, path of action. And Vedanta school, the non-dualistic school, teaches the path of knowledge. Path of renunciation. Pravritti dharma, nivritti dharma. Path of action and path of knowledge. Path of renunciation. Now, people, ordinary people, follow the path of action. Gradually they get non-attachment and then they follow the path of renunciation. This is the natural course. Now the Mimamsa school says that why not a person can simultaneously practice both paths? How? Did you not see firefly? Light, darkness, light, darkness, light, darkness. It blinks. So let a person, a man, a human being, a spiritual seeker, practice knowledge and action simultaneously. That is the view of the Mimamsa school. Shankara says no. Vedanta school says no, it is not possible. We believe that in the beginning one should perform ritualistic action for the purification of the mind. When a person gets that purification, he will be attached only to the path of knowledge and no other path. His mind will always turn toward that Brahman. At that time, the desire for action will not come. That is the view of the Vedanta school. As we find a passage in the Bible, first seek the kingdom of heaven and everything shall be added unto you. Swamiji made an interesting comment on that saying of Christ, that when you attain the kingdom of heaven, the desire for the world will not come to you. Same thing Shankara mentioned. The moment your mind is purified and you are absorbed in Brahman, a desire for the worldly things will not come to your mind. So the path of action is not possible to a Nuvara Brahman. The Mimamsa school says, no, you will have to work. They will quote the Upanishad. Kurbannebeha karmani jijibishet shatam samaha evam tvai nannathetosti na karma lippati nare. They will quote the Katu Isha Upanishad, that a person must practice karma for 100 years. Shankara says, look, you are skipping the first verse of that Upanishad, where it is mentioned, Ishavasyam idam sarvam jat kincha jagatyam jagat tina tyakti na bhunjitha magrida kvesva siddhanam. Cover everything, whatever you see, visible and invisible, of this universe. Cover everything with God consciousness, that Brahman alone exists. If you cannot maintain that attitude, go to the next stage, that is work. When your mind will be purified, you will attain that state. That is, you will see Brahman in everything and in every being. Second verse. Bami srineva vakina buddhing mahyosiva me tadikam vada nishitya yena shreyo aham apnuyam. Arjuna's question continued. With these apparently contradictory words, you seem to confuse my understanding. Therefore, tell me definitely that one thing by which I shall reach the highest goal. Arjuna has a desire to reach the highest goal, Shreya. Shreya means mukti, liberation. That is the highest goal of human life. So he has a desire for liberation. So he asked Krishna, tell me one thing, don't confuse me. Samuchya means synthesis of the different paths is one of the characteristics of the Gita, one of the main teachings of the Gita. Synthesis. Do not fight. Arjuna noticed that Krishna was building a monument for him so that he can go to the top of that monument and see like a bird the whole spectrum of human life. That is the motive of Krishna. You see, if you are in a lower level, you cannot see the whole city. But if you go to the top of the arch, you can see the whole century city. So Krishna wants to build a monument for Arjuna so that he can see the whole city and can make his own decision. What did he do? He started to build an arch. And Krishna, Arjuna saw that the construction has been started, and Arjuna, Krishna was taking him slowly, slowly. That is the path of action. Again, Arjuna noticed that Krishna was trying to build another pillar, I can say, another pillar. And that is the pillar of knowledge. So he, all of a sudden, he noticed that here is the pillar of action and here is the pillar of knowledge. And Krishna taught accordingly, this is the pillar of path and this is the pillar of knowledge. And now Arjuna was thinking, my goodness, which one shall I take? So he sought two. He did not know at that time that what was in Krishna's mind. Krishna was trying to raise these two pillars to a higher level. And there he will join these two pillars with an arch. That arch is devotion, bhakti, love. So this path of action and the path of knowledge were connected by the path of devotion. But Arjuna did not see it because the blueprint was not in front of him. So he was confused. He saw the pillar of knowledge, he saw the pillar of action. So he asked that, I am confused. Sometimes you are praising the path. Just a few minutes ago, Arjuna, Krishna, you praised the path of knowledge. You said that path of knowledge, duri nahi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanamannicca kripana phalahitava. You criticized the path of action. You said that a path of knowledge is higher than the path of action. Buddhau sharanamannicca. You try to stick to that buddhi, that intellect, that jnanonishtha, that steadfast devotion to the knowledge that you told me. So if the path of knowledge is higher than the path of action, then why are you asking me to fight? Let me be a monk. That is in Arjuna's mind. He wants to avoid the war. I shall better try to become a mendicant. I want the path of knowledge because it is higher. So why should I practice the lower path? In the fifth chapter of the Gita, we shall find that Arjuna, Krishna will tell him, Sankha yogu prithak bala prabodanti na panjitaha. Only immature young people, bala means children, think that the path of action and the path of knowledge are different. No. Panjita, those who have knowledge, they know very well. Both are the same. How? Both can be the same? They are not contradictory, they are complementary. According to Vedanta philosophy, action is possible when you have the knowledge of truth. Without dual knowledge of duality, no action is possible. Without desire, no action is possible. That is the conclusion of your Vedanta philosophy. So when we see duality, when we have desire, it proves that we are in the domain of Maya, in the domain of ignorance. So, we work. When there is one, there is no actions. When we have the knowledge of Brahman, God, in the unity of knowledge, there is no duality, there is no action. But after illumination, a person can come to the lower plane in the domain of Maya and work without any motive. At that time, he has no identification of ego. So he will never be bound. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, the I. So long this I functions, you are in the domain of Maya. But if you say that I am the child of the Lord, I am the instrument of the Lord, you are actually purifying your ego. That ego will not bind you. That Krishna will tell Arjuna later, Ma manushmara yuddha surrender to me, be the instrument. I shall do everything for you. Krishna built that arch so that he can take Arjuna to the roof, to the top, where there is perfect unity, where there is tranquility, peace, which is free from duality. In the fourth chapter of the Gita, Krishna mentioned Sarva karma khilam partha jnane puri samatpate. Whatever activities you are engaged at present, at the end, all these actions will merge into knowledge. Jnanagni sarva karmani dagdha sat purite Arjuna. The fire of knowledge burns all activities, all dualities, all imperfections, all Maya, ignorance. The blazing fire of Brahman, the blazing fire knowledge of Brahman will eradicate the ignorance completely from your mind. Don't worry. When Arjuna went to the top, he said, Yatva yoktam vachastena moho ayam bigato mama. Moho ayam bigato moho. The delusion which came in the beginning of the Gita, O Krishna, is gone. I see very clearly the whole life. You see, Gita is the song of life. Krishna sang that song. So it is called Bhagavad Gita, the song of the Lord. The same path has several gates. The first gate is the gate of action. Second gate is the path of knowledge, and the third gate is path of devotion. That is the way the whole Gita was set up. Third chapter, fourth chapter, fifth chapter, you know, do work, work, work. When the purification is over, then you are illumined. You have knowledge. Go inside. But you cannot go inside. As Sri Ramakrishna said, the knowledge is just like, you know, if you have knowledge, you can go up to the living room. But if you have devotion, love, you can go to the inner chamber of the house. So devotion takes a soul to the innermost recess of God. Krishna said, Yasa mameti pandava. He attains me fully, completely. Bhajati mam sarva bhavena. Worship me in every way. You see, in the beginning, before you go to the top of the monument, you can move around, you can walk here and there, but when you are on the top, no movement is possible. Because there is no scope to move. The Swami, why? Because you have no desire to move. In the beginning, you have so many curiosity. I want to know this, what is going on this section of the earth, what is going on that section of the earth, how this hydraulic pressure, you know, takes this steps to the top. All this, you have so many. There is an exhibition and in the basement. You are watching the whole thing in the arts. There are so many things that are going on. They have some movie, sometimes some documentary shows. So all these things are at the bottom, but not on the top. Simply watch, then get out from that place through the other channel, other escalator. There is not too much movement on the top. Simply watch. Be the witness, be an spectator. When watching is over, come down. Same thing in spiritual life. In the beginning, there is a little movement in the base. But at the top, there is no more movement. Arjuna was thinking that if I take the path of knowledge, I shall attain samadhi. Then I shall not have to fight this kind of cruel action. Fighting, you know, war is a cruel action. I shall not have to do that. So it is better to have samadhi, vishram and shram, tranquility and activity are two opposite things. But Krishna reconciled both. He said, "He who works hard rests well." Whole day you work hard physical labor, at night you will sleep like a log. And if you sleep like a log, if you get good sleep at night, you will be able to work better next day. Just see, your work depends upon your rest, and your rest depends upon your work. We are told by our senior swamis, the day you work well, you get good meditation. And the day you meditate well, you can work also well. You have some joy inside. You see, the path of contemplation and the path of action, if both are done in the right spirit, you will get joy. You know, the day, really speaking, the day I can make a lot of progress in my work, I'm free from, you know, duty, free from pressure. I go to the shrine and get very good meditation. The day I noticed that my work did not make, you know, I did not get much progress, my mind is also not very restful, you know, it is restless because I could not finish my work. Before action, meditation is necessary. When a tiger tries to attack his prey, he stops a while, he stops his breath. At that time he has full concentration. Then he gives a jump and grabs a deer or a goat. So if you want to work, you need very sound and good meditation so that you can jump and finish that work in no time. That Krishna taught that thing to Arjuna. Yogastha kuru karmani. Perform action being immersed in yoga. We think, what is the necessity of meditation for work? There is a goal, then see the scientists. They meditate, they think deeply before they start their work. Moreover, if you work incessantly, you know, work alcoholics, like alcoholics, you will be work like alcoholics. you know. After some time, work will be distasteful. You will be disgusted with work. Oof, terrible, terrible. Your mind will always try to avoid work. We are taught in our monastery a love for God, devotion, is essential if you want to be a karma yogi. The Swamis told us a machine cannot run smoothly if you do not put lubricating oil or grease on the parts of the machine, different joints, different parts. You will have to put some lubricating machine. Otherwise, you will hear terrible noise. When the motor runs, you know, you will get various noise. But if you put lubricating oil, grease, you will find the machine is rotating very smoothly. Same thing in karma yoga. If you want to be a karma yogi, you must practice devotion, love for God. That will work as lubricating oil in your life. Action will go on smoothly. Your activities will go on smoothly. Then, enjoyer really does not enjoy the world. Only renouncer enjoys the world. A greedy person does not enjoy the food. The person who has no greed tastes food better. Some people think that if I have no greed, I cannot enjoy food, I cannot eat food. It is not true. Bhamishrineva bhaktena buddhim mahesivame tadikam vadanishchitta jena shreyo aham apnuyam. O Krishna, please don't confuse me. Tell me one thing so that I can practice. Either you tell me to perform action or please tell me to perform the path of knowledge. I just gave you some indications of the Gita. That Gita, in the Gita, Krishna wants to harmonize all these paths so that people with different tendencies can reach the highest goal, that is liberation, without conflict, without fighting among themselves. That is in the mind of the Gita of Krishna. All right, you can ask me questions. Mimamsa school. Debate between Manjuna Mishra and Shankara. If you read Shankara's life, you will find Manjuna Mishra was the representative of the Mimamsa school and Shankara was the representative of Vedanta school, the path of Upanishadic school. And Manjuna Mishra was defeated by Shankara and he became Shankara's disciple. You see, that school is now almost gone, Mimamsa school. I think it is almost gone. But some of the activities of that, some of the rituals of that Vedic working portion of the Vedas, some, very few, are in vogue, but not much. Now, Shankara is not exclusive. Shankara admits this path of action. He believes in Nishkam Karma. He said, in the beginning, if you read the introduction of the Gita, Shankara brought this thing. He said that there are two types of people in this world. They have two tendencies. One type of people in this world want to enjoy this world. And the type of people in this world, they do not want to enjoy this world, they want to renounce. Both are right. Vedanta admits both paths. But Vedanta says that this path of action or pravritti dharma, the desire for the world, is all right for you. You finish it. Gradually you will be disgusted with the world and your mind will turn toward the path of knowledge. It is not contradictory. You see, from morning till evening, if you take the picture of the same sun, you will get different pictures, but you are taking the picture of the same sun. But you know, Vedanta does not want to destroy one's tendency. I have different tremendous drive for the world. If my teacher says, no, don't go to the world, just stay, you know, in the monastery and try to realize the Atman and the Self, I shall be miserable. I will have to finish my karma. I'll have to get lessons from the world. You know, when I am experienced, when I see that what are the things in this world, then my mind will automatically will go toward God. That is the thing, you know. It is not exclusive. Shankara says, this path of action, you see, the path of action means they have two types of action. Shrauta karma, smarta karma. The action which is enjoined by the Shruti, by the Vedas, and there are some work is enjoined by the scriptures, Smriti Shastra, man-made scriptures. And these scriptures will train you how to live in this world. You follow your duties. You see, so they divided the human life into four parts. 1 to 25 is student life, 25 to 50 householder's life, 50 to 75 life of the recluse, and 75 to 100 monastic life. The Vedic teachers, they know that human tendency, you know, so they say that you go through this process, but there you cannot make any hard and fast rule for everybody. There are some people from their very childhood, they want to renounce the world. You cannot stop them. They will come to the monastery. So that is in the Upanishad, in the Javala Upanishad. Grihadva, Vanadva, Jadareva Virajet, Adareva Prabhajet. One can jump to the monastic life from the student's life, from householder's life, from the life of the recluse. Listen, the moment you feel the intensive renunciation in your mind, immediately renounce this world and be the monastic. That is in the Upanishads. Now, main thing is this. You see, the Vedantic process is a natural process. Don't disturb anybody's faith, anybody's tendency. That Krishna will tell us, I think in the fourth chapter of the Gita. Let every person grow, 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 grow. Everybody will have to go to the top of the arch. One day, you will have to go, I will have to go, everybody will have to go. Suppose the person who is now in the base is enjoying the movie and all the other things, you know, in the buying cars and watching what is going on, the spring and all these things. He does not know about what fun is on the top. When one day, Parasai desire come, where desire will come in his mind, he will buy a ticket and he will stand on line and he will go to the top. He will listen from others, there is a lot of fun on the top. Go, go. The Vedantic process is a very natural process. Shankara actually did not denounce the path of action. He prescribed Nishkam Karma for the purification of the heart. Otherwise, you cannot have the glimpse of the Self, the Atman. It is there.
Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya मृत्योर्माय अमृतं गमाय अविरविर्मयधि रुद्रायत्ते दक्षिणं मुखं तेनमं पाहि नित्यं ओम शांति शांति शांतिः. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace and hope.